Hello everyone, welcome to Tea with Ravi. So in this session, let us go through some of the updates, significant updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. Now the first update is about internal and external customers in Jira Service Management. Now this was announced by Atlassian earlier this year, in February in fact, and I remember looking at this post about basically having a role that you can use, and of course permissions around it, to segregate your external customers, basically someone who is external to your company. It could be your existing customers who are trying to raise tickets for you, or maybe your potential customers or leads. And you can also use JSM for internal customers, basically anyone who is using your portal to raise a ticket for you. Maybe if your keyboard is broken or whatever is not working, they can of course raise a ticket. So you can actually segregate them now. And this is amazing, by the way, because you need this ability where you may want to, of course, you know, hide few things from your external customers and of course your internal customers. And I actually received an email from Atlassian that this is now enabled for my site. And I will definitely, you know, go through this in much more detail. I will probably show you. In fact, I have like a full playlist on Jira Service Management, but I need to refresh it. In fact, I'm refreshing all of my old videos. Of course, you know, when I'm doing the refresh, I will be of course improving it and making it a bit more relevant. But I will be talking about this JSM internal and external customers. If you want to, of course, learn more, you can take a look at the post here, by the way. And this post is a bit old, from February 2023 this year, but it has been, I believe, now five months. So we will do a deep dive on this. The second update is something small, but it could be very useful. Now, when we search in Jira using the quick search, so basically when you perform the search and if you use the search option on top right corner, and when you try to basically type in anything here, Jira gives you, you know, the list of issues that are basically based on that particular search parameter. Now what I can see here in this update that you will get the option to further narrow down that search result in the quick search result list in this pop-up, or this, you know, top right corner where you click on or where you perform the search. You will be able to filter it, narrow it down by last updated, I guess, date. And basically whenever you update any issue in Jira, the last or the updated date is updated. And you can now filter it based on any time, basically everything, or today or yesterday or past 7 days, past 30 days, and in fact past year as well. And this, of course, could be super useful, to be honest. And usually, when you're trying to find something in Jira, I think if you have the ability to filter it based on what you did today, it will have definitely, you know, make you a bit more efficient when you're trying to perform the search. I will show it to you when I have access to it, because I believe this feature, this last filter by last updated in quick search feature, will be released beginning of September 4. So I guess in a couple of days, in fact, tomorrow is 4 September. So hopefully soon. The next update is about Jira Service Management. Now, we all have been hearing about Atlassian Intelligence, and I don't really have access to Atlassian Intelligence. I guess this is now our Atlassian Intelligence feature is limited to, you know, I think probably it is EAP, I don't know. Basically, it's not open, it is not even beta, or it is beta, I guess. But Atlassian Intelligence has this new feature, or I should say, in Jira Service Management, there is now a feature called as AI Virtual Agent, which will be using Atlassian Intelligence. Now, I have briefly looked at it, I've seen a demo of this, I think last year when Atlassian did the event in December in London. So I was there, I attended a couple of sessions, and I noticed, this AI-based thingy. Now I can see that it is now in beta, which is great. So I believe what will happen, you will be able to create these virtual agents, and these virtual agents would probably help you to deflect the tickets. Now, I think deflecting a ticket, when it comes to any service desk, you want people to self-serve themselves, basically find the information, or basically if you're looking for something and if they're trying to raise a ticket, maybe help them straight away, like by showing them some article, right, from Confluence. But I believe with the help of this virtual agent, you can create, agents. I don't know how it will work. I need to, of course, look at it. But it seems like there is, or there will be, some kind of, apart from intelligence, I think you can configure it. Basically, I can see it is a bit like creating some kind of a rule. And you can define some flow. And if the user is not really able to help themselves, then of course they can raise a ticket. So this is looking good. This is definitely looking interesting. And unfortunately, I don't really have access to both Atlassian Intelligence or even this new Jira Service Management AI virtual agent. I believe you can definitely, just sign up and you can, try it out. There is a link here in the post, and don't worry about the links that I'm talking about. I will share these links in the post. So if you look here, there is a wait list. It says here Atlassian Intelligence is only available for customers who have signed up for the wait list and received access to our beta program. So it is, still in beta, I guess. But hopefully soon we'll have this virtual agent feature. I remember when I used to do a lot of ITSM based deployments, consolidation, and I've done that for quite a while. Usually when it comes to ITSM, because ITSM is very standard, service desk is a very standard process, people have this checklist or questionnaire that usually the procurement team sends to us to fill it up. And there was always this question of, most of the times, there was a question of having some kind of a bot or a chat feature. And we used to do this by using external apps or, some workarounds. I remember setting up Chatlio for a customer. I'm not really sure if they're still using it, but you can also raise a ticket from Slack. So there are always possibilities, but it is not really a proper solution. It's always a bit fragile because you have to use a couple of tools along with Jira to make it work. And I think if you have everything built in, then it is much more easier for us as a consultant to, number one, to sell, or I should say do a pre-sale, because usually people reach out to me for of course, consolidation, but when you're trying to understand their requirements in the beginning, you're doing pre-sales, right? Like technical pre-sale. So it is good to see that AI-based capabilities are coming to Jira Service Management. And the last update is not really an update, basically the video of the week. Now, yesterday I made this video about too many notifications in Jira. Now, I work with a lot of clients where they want to, of course, use the tool Jira, but they also at the same time all are looking for notifications. And it makes sense to use notifications because Jira can send you notifications for different events. But I think you should limit the number of notifications, or basically you should have a check as a consultant, as an admin, to not send notifications all the time. Because if people are relying only on notifications, then there is no point of using Jira. You're just using Jira to dispatch emails. You want to use the capabilities of the tool, like issue tracking capabilities, workflows and permissions around it. And you can, of course, map your process. Jira, of course, will help you to collaborate. But at the same time, if you're just using Jira, like whenever there's a ticket for me or whenever there's an update or comment, I want a notification. So that is a problem. I think we should encourage users to just log into the tool and look for information and make it easy for them to find their information or what is relevant to them. So I explained this, elaborated this in this video. Jira best practices, too many notifications, not good. All right, that is it. So what I'm trying to do these days, I'm trying to limit the update video to or podcast to roughly 15 minutes. And today, I think I'm just under 11 minutes. In fact, 10 minutes, few seconds. All right. So I hope you enjoyed watching and listening to this session. And you also learned something new today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.